Hello, everyone. This is Ryan Billups. To my left, Cooper Welch. To my right, Taylor Phelps. This is KETR's Locker Room, the greatest sports show in East Texas. Cooper, let's get into the Mavericks a little bit. I want to ask y'all, too, what do y'all think about what Cuban said to the Lakers about amnestying Kobe Bryant?
That's Cuban. That's just Cuban being Cuban. And I love it. I've always loved Cuban as an owner for the Lakers. For the Mavericks, excuse me. I also love Kobe's response as he put on Twitter after the game.
Amnesty that.
And I like the relationship in the NBA that the owner, that Cuban has with the players and how they kind of go at it and whatnot. Yeah. And I like Kobe's cutthroat. So it was amusing, even though I didn't get the outcome I wanted from the Mavericks.
That was
game.
One of the greatest performances I've ever seen by Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I think it was 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter.
Just that's in people's face, just lights out.
And these are difficult. These aren't easy shots. This isn't layups 5 for 5. This is three pointers 2 feet outside the 3-point line, contested jumpers.
Yeah. And he was just standing still. He wasn't on the move. He was just standing there eyeing him up and just shot.
It was
in
a little
face.
Jab, go up on you and just knock it down. And it was amazing.
Honestly, no matter who you are, you don't want to call out Michael Jordan and you don't want to call out Kobe Bryant.
No,
those are the two players you never want to make mad ever. So I think
it backfired.
Yeah. I mean, as much fun as it was to watch Kobe go to town, although it did hurt me that the Mavericks lost that game.
I didn't have fun at all.
But as far as amnesty, as far as what Cuban said, they might be right. I don't know if I'd want to just get rid of Kobe. That sounds so bad. But it may not be the worst thing for their franchise to move in another direction and get rid of that salary.
But they're not going to do it. There's no way they're going to get rid of Kobe.
Let's just look at what the next season will be like if they sign Howard and keep him, and if they sign all of their role players and everything else.
They can't do it. Yeah. Just financially.
Because the only person they really have signed on is Nash.
Because next year, the penalty...
The CBA comes on.
For going over the cap is just huge. If they sign Howard back, they are going to be so far over. Yeah. Like $80 million they're
going to
pay.
So here's what's going to happen. Right now, if they sign everyone back, they will be $20 million over the salary cap. Now, the penalty for that is... it used to be $1.50 for every... No, excuse me, $1 for every dollar that you're over. And now, up to $5 million, it's $1.50 for every dollar you're over. And then it goes up incrementally every $5 million after that. So they did the math, and if the Lakers are $20 million over... If the Lakers are $20 million over... it's going to be another $80 million in tax fines. So it's going to cost them $100 million more than their...
Yeah, that's a mic ball, Billups.
You guys can't see this, but Billups' mic keeps flopping all over the place. I'm going to give him another mic. Anyway, let me get back to what we were talking about. They're going to be...
mind of its own.
They're going to be paying another $80 million in taxes. So it's going to cost them $100 million... plus their normal salary.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson might need some donation if they're gonna be able to cut that. That's really tough. So I'm they're gonna have to make some kind of move.
I think basically what's gonna happen is one of them's gonna have to go, and it's gonna be Dwight. Dwight's already not welcome there. You can tell he's not really fitting in. He's just now starting to play good again. I just think there's no way they bring him back and take on that penalty.
That's a good point, but I just don't know. Just from what I've heard from
so you think they take the
Lakers
penalty?
Management, I don't know if they're going to take the penalty. I think they got to get rid of somebody.
Sign and trade him? Because they still have to pay that penalty if
maybe.
They sign and trade him, I think.
I just don't know. It's tough because who do you let go? Do you let go of Howard, who has tons of potential?
I think Gasol's gone after this year.
Yeah, okay, because I forgot about Gasol.
Even with him gone, that's still...
They've been shopping him around for years. So.
And that's still another at least $10 million that they'd be over.
If they're going to trade Gasol, they need to get some young, energetic...
Well, I'm not even
players.
Say trade athletes. Gasol. I'm saying amnesty him.
Cut his contract
completely.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's going to hurt their rotation. That's going to hurt their bench depth. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
They're not really using Gasol, though.
Yeah.
So
what do you think they do then? Do you think they sign? You think they sign Howard and then trade him? Do you think they do a sign and trade?
I think Howard's going to stay.
I think Howard's there.
You think he's just there and they take the money?
From what their newest now their newest owner, said.
I mean, that is a lot of money.
I know, but they, the general manager and the ownership of the Lakers said that they want eventually to retire his number and put it in the rafters.
They want him there.
They want him there for the rest of his career.
They want him to be like Shaq.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think it hinges on Dwight. I think the Lakers want him there, though. But I don't know if Dwight wants to be there.
Well, let's look at Kobe, then. Is there any way that they cut Kobe, that they cut ties with him and let him move on?
I think
if they do anything, they trade Kobe.
Yeah, they would trade. They would never amnesty Kobe. I mean,
Cuban's a smart guy.
If basketball's a business,
out of the blue,
right? But if basketball's a business, I think at a certain point you have to get rid of Kobe. And do you want to do it where he can still get you a lot back, or do you?
Because he'll have to go to some team that is on the cusp of a championship and just needs that one piece.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally would love to see Kobe go back to Philly, his hometown, and be a hometown hero, and finish off.
Doug Collins is a great coach. Yeah, he'd go back to Andrew Bynum too.
Get his glory days
out.
That'd
be pretty cool to actually see that happen.
But I don't know if he would do that because he's
a winner.
He's so four and blue and gold. Yeah. I mean, that's just who he is. That's what he bleeds is four and blue.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to on Dirk, since we're in the Dallas area. Dirk says he plans to be with the Mavs through at least 2015-16. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, well, he said he has at least one more contract in him. So when his contract runs out, he has one more contract in him, probably 2 or 3 year contract. That'd make him about 38 or 39 when he retired. I mean, that's about what most people expected out of him. So I don't know what kind of player he'll be at that point. It kind of depends how,
time progresses. Time takes its toll on him.
I think Dirk has maybe 3 years left on him at most, and I don't know honestly if he's ever going to get back to Dirk.
Of
to
quality who play,
not before the knee surgery.
3 years of quality play or just 3 years?
Just 3 years.
Okay.
I don't think he's got. He maybe has one more season of quality play. Of course, I mean, maybe they just start doing what the Spurs have done with Tim Duncan. I mean,
his minutes will be limited.
Three years ago, Tim Duncan was, oh, when's he going to retire? He's so old. And now everyone's like, holy crap, he's
seasons.
Still averaging a high double-double.
Yes.
Dirk, like, where'd this come from? Fine.
Okay.
I'd like to say a big I told you so to all Mavs Nation who was giving up on Dirk, saying he wasn't going to come back.
Okay.
You look at his last game, 30 points. Hit his first double-double of the season. He is coming back. The game before that, he scored 25. Every single game, he's having his new best game.
Well, okay. If you're so hyped on Dirk, Billups, what is Dirk worth?
As in trade value or
as in what money
team?
Are you paying
as
him?
In what? Yeah, if you're the GM of a franchise, what are you willing to?
Because he's a free agent next season, after next season.
And you can't give him a max deal. You can't.
Okay.
You just can't at his age. Maybe some kind of deal like a team friendly Tom Brady type deal.
Because someone would give him a max deal.
Right, but he wants to retire. Now.
Yeah, and that Tom Brady deal is a good point.
And that's a good deal. They can give him a lot of guaranteed money, but take away a lot of the max.
The
stuff
huge bonuses
that makes the cap go so high. So they can still sign other players. It's cap friendly, and he still gets a bunch of guaranteed money, more than he would.
I think
have
we'll see a lot of Dirk's. I would never question Dirk's character, but I think we'll see a lot of his character coming up. As we'll see, is he still that tenacious winner that we saw in the finals, or is he more of, okay, I'm towards the end of my career, I don't see us being that successful, let me get my money, finish my career, and get out.
I saw the look in his eyes in that Lakers game. He had the look of anger back in his eyes. He would make a shot and stare at the Lakers bench. I mean, he was fully engaged, fully angry.
I just hope
German
that's not
back.
Fool's gold. I just hope that's not fool's gold.
Right.
Because that could just be the competitive nature right there, and it could wear off. I don't know. I hope you're right, Billups.
What's going to hurt us is if he has another offseason knee surgery.
Right.
If he can go this offseason and stay healthy, stay fit. And
well,
come
he was
back,
playing so much. That's one thing that hurt him. He was playing international
to start
ball
next season and play a full season of basketball.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the next topic. The Pacers have beat the Heat twice this season, as we've already talked about with you nominating Frank Vogel for the Oscars of Sports Best Director. And they just opened up the schedule after the All-Star game with two straight 30-plus margins of victory. Can they unseat the Heat and make it a Pacers versus the West final?
No.
Okay.
Why not? I do not think that happens. I think you'll see them in the Eastern Conference Finals playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any team beating the Heat.
Even the West?
In the West, there's a possibility. But
yeah,
in the East, I just don't see any team unseating those guys. I mean, this is the thing. When the Pacers are playing the Heat during the regular season, they're playing playoff basketball.
Yes.
They're
right.
Playing as hard as they can. The Heat are cruising into the playoffs right now. They're playing awesome just because they're great players.
Right.
But they haven't taken it to that next level. They haven't.
Well, I think LeBron has.
Taken it to that.
I think Danny Granger. If Danny Granger was playing, he would help the Indiana Pacers a lot.
And move Paul George to another win.
And that's
position.
The wild card is Danny Granger coming back. He is the only chance the Pacers have of beating the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
They're just very well coached. I mean, and they have some winners on their team. Tyler Hansbrough is a good winner.
David West.
George Hill's a good winner.
I think
David
it goes
West
to
is a good
games.
Winner.
Six games?
I think it goes to six
okay.
games.
Okay. What's your prediction? If they meet in the finals, in the East Finals, Billups said six. What's your prediction, Taylor?
I just think if they meet sixth at the max, five.
Sixth the max.
I'd say probably. No, okay. I would probably say six. I'll give the Pacers two wins.
So do you think the Pacers should get by a team like the Celtics or?
Yes, because I think that the Pacers are the Heat without the talent of players. I think they play the same way. They share the ball well. They rebound the ball pretty well.
They're better defensively.
They're better defensively because they're a collective unit. Who do you stop on the Pacers?
Mm-hmm.
There's not. If we stop LeBron. Yeah. We're going to win. The Pacers are the same way. Yeah. They're very.
Do they get by the Bulls?
I think the Pacers will be in the finals. I don't think it's even if Derek Rose comes back.
The Eastern Conference Finals.
I think the Pacers will be in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think they take Miami to a Game 7.
Okay, for hypothetical reasons, let's say the Bulls are playing the exact same way they were playing right before Derek Rose
got
injured.
Hurt. Okay.
Go back in time. Think back to how good they were playing then. And let's say, hypothetically, Derrick Rose gets back to that point in his career again.
Right.
This season in the playoffs.
Then the Bulls beat him. Either that or Frank Vogel is the best NBA coach. One of the best that the league has ever seen.
I would still have to say Pacers take him to seven, at least. I think the Pacers are a very good team. I think they could take the Heat and the Bulls to seven. Like you guys said, I don't see them beating the Heat. But I think they could take them to Game 7 very easily because they've got the heart, they've got the coach, they've got a bunch of role players, and if Danny Granger is back, playing Danny Granger-type level, what he used to be before his injury,
yeah,
I think
and if
they
he
can
was healthy,
everybody.
He might have been the best supporting actor.
Yeah, definitely.
Very underappreciated.
Okay, well, let me ask you guys then. Who is the MVP right now?
Right now, okay.
If you had a pick, if they did the MVP, the winner gets crowned tomorrow, who gets picked?
LeBron James. LeBron James is the most dominant player in basketball right now. He's putting up ridiculous stats. You could have made an argument for Kevin Durant with his numbers and scoring, but as a complete player, LeBron James is just the best.
I'm with you. He passes everything. He passes the eye test. He passes the stat sheet test. I mean, you just look at him, and he is just so much better than everybody else around him.
Right. I'm not going to do just MVP. I'm going to give you the top three.
Okay.
Because I think there's two players very close to each other, but not with LeBron. I think 2 and 3 is Tony Parker from the Spurs. Even if you're not a Spurs fan, he's averaging in his last five games 30 and I think 7 assists a game.
He should at least be in the
not
in the talk.
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think, honestly, he could take Chris Paul any given day.
I think he's right there with Chris Paul.
I think Chris Paul takes... I'd take Chris Paul over Tony Parker, but Tony Parker's my number 2 point guard.
Right. Okay. Well, he's right... Just statistically... Just numbers-wise, Tony Parker is my number 3. Kevin Durant's my number 2. I think they're very close to each other, and I think you could throw Carmelo in there at either spot.
Carmelo had his chance. This should have been his MVP-winning season with their success as a team,
but I think he's kind of
lost it. Yeah. But last, let's talk real fast about Fisher coming back to the Thunder again. He was with the Mavs earlier this season, and we kind of just let that fall apart by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
But he's back with the Thunder. You think that can help them make a push at
all? He's their third string.
They did the same thing last year. They're just looking for an experienced point guard for their championship
run. To lead their bench.
Yeah, they're just looking for a guy who has championship experience. just to be a locker room guy, to be a...
It's a great deal for Fisher.
To be a clutch man. Oh, it's a perfect deal for him.
Yeah, I mean, he has a chance to get another ring.
And they did the same thing last year, so it wasn't really a surprise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for our professional basketball segment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk some college basketball, including A&M Commerce basketball. Both teams are in the LSC tournament for sure now. Woohoo! And then we'll finish off the show with Rangers, Cowboys, and the upcoming A&M Commerce schedule. You're listening to KETR's Locker Room.
There must be 50 ways to support your station. One you might not have considered is donating your car to KETR. It's easy, and your unwanted car, boat, or truck will help provide quality programming for Northeast Texas. So if making a pledge is not your thing, but you have an old car you no longer need, call 855-KETR-123 to schedule a convenient time to pick it up. Or go to our website, KETR.org, and mouse over support to donate online.
Each week on Marketplace Money, we look at the week's major national and international stories that will impact your wallet in Northeast Texas. Join us this weekend as we map out the course to financial well-being with advice on topics like how to pay for college and whether to buy or to lease a car. Marketplace is the money show for the rest of us. Listen to Marketplace Money Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 2 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
This is KETR's Locker Room with Taylor Phelps and Cooper Welch and my other co-host, Ryan Billups. We've come back to you to talk a little bit of college basketball, including A&M Commerce ourselves, and also Rangers and Cowboys. But first, we're going to start with college basketball as a whole. I want to know who your top four teams right now. We talked about it last week, but has it changed any?
I'm going to give you my four, and I want to see if y'all disagree at all. I have Indiana, Gonzaga, Duke, and Michigan.
Okay.
How do y'all have that plan? Yes. I was real close on Michigan. I almost put Miami in there, but they just had that big loss. So
a very big loss.
Yes to the first two. I still have Miami because I think they just needed to drop one. Some basketball is so different than football because there's so many games that you just have to drop one or the pressure builds up. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the perfect time for them to actually drop one and now get on another run. Mm-hmm. Now we'll see what happens coming up. But I think still, as a team, they're still together. They're still pushing forward. I think it's just one bump in the road to what's going to be, I think, a magical season for them.
Okay.
As far as, who'd you say two were? Michigan and...
I have Indiana, Gonzaga, Duke, and Michigan.
Duke and Michigan. I'm going to put Florida in there as just, I think, they're going to be the SEC champions.
So two Florida teams, then.
Two Florida teams, yes. Miami and Florida. So but different conferences, and that's where the differential comes in for me, is that I think the winner of the SEC and the winner of the ACC, which is going to be Miami, I think they'll both be in there.
Okay. I've got Indiana, of course, and then I've got Duke, Gonzaga, and then Florida, because I don't think Michigan will get in because of Indiana winning the Big Ten. I think a dark horse is still Kansas. If they can win the Big 12 tournament, I think
they'll need to win the tournament.
So who's going to win the Big 12, Kansas or Oklahoma State?
That's a good question. I think Oklahoma State could beat him because they lost by 1 point in overtime the last time that they played Kansas. I think they could beat him. I think Kansas State
won the first time.
Yeah, they won both times.
Didn't Oklahoma State win the second game?
No, they lost by 1 point.
In overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then Kansas State, I think, is a dark horse. But if we're just talking those two, I think Oklahoma State can do it.
Kansas has an easier schedule the rest of the way, too.
But we're not just talking regular season. I'm talking the Big 12 tournament, too.
Right, okay.
And Kansas had a huge win this past Monday against Iowa State in overtime, which huge controversial call. Mm-hmm. So I think that can push them over the edge. I think they're finally getting their winning streak back. Elijah Johnson is playing great for them. I think they're going to come through and win the Big 12.
Okay.
I'm not really afraid
of
Oklahoma
State. So we've got Billups for Kansas, Phelps for Kansas, and I've got Oklahoma State.
We'll come back to this, and we'll look at this.
We'll write this down somewhere, and we'll bring it back to you guys.
Okay, well, what about Kentucky? Did they make the tournament, guys?
No, I don't think they can make the tournament. I think that they'll win a few some of these last few games, and I think they'll drop a few of these last few games. It's just the young players they have. They've lost really their anchor in Noel.
Their ankle. That's ironic.
Yeah. They lost their anchor in Nerlens Noel.
Yeah.
John Calipari is a great coach, but I just don't think he's going to be able to take them back to the tournament.
I think they do make it. I think they win out.
Okay.
First off, right now they're 19-8 and 10-4 in the SEC. They got to win out, obviously. I mean, maybe they could drop one, but.
And they have to do well in the tournament, too.
Right. I see them making it.
Okay. I see if they can do well in the SEC tournament, it's not going to matter. They'll make it. But if they win out in the regular season, if they don't perform well in the SEC tournament, I don't think they make it. And I think right now I'd give them a 20% chance of making the tournament, the NCAA tournament, especially because they lost Noel. And I want to ask you guys another question real quick about Noel. If you were him, would you go straight to the draft, or would you try to raise your draft stock a little bit next year by coming back and trying to play again?
I'd go to the draft just because of how weak this year's draft is.
Okay.
I think he would. He has a good chance of...
Still a lottery pick?
Yeah, I think he would be a lottery pick just because of this year's draft and the players that are
I would take the chance on him. I think the chance on him outweighs... his injury,
especially compared to everyone else in the draft.
Definitely.
Right now.
Oh, without
and
a doubt.
Just as a player, as a guy at that age, how can you turn down that kind of money?
Especially because you've already been injured.
That's your career. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get that chance in any other career. You got to take that money.
Well, let's get a little bit more specific and talk A&M Commerce basketball.
All right. Well, both teams clinched the tournament. It's just really a matter of who both of us are going to play. Women's basketball, we haven't talked about that as much, but they're still towards the bottom. They're still at the bottom. So there's about three teams they could play. They could play ACU, Midwestern, Tarleton, who are all at the top. Possibly even Incarnate Word, but I don't necessarily see that happening. I'm thinking they'll end up matching up with probably Midwestern, who they competed well with the last time they played them, so we'll see what happens there.
Right.
The men, it's the same kind of situation. The men are towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Either Midwestern, Incarnate Word, Cameron are three teams that are possibilities. Tarleton's even a possibility. But I'm pretty sure it's going to come down to either Incarnate Word, Cameron, or Midwestern.
And so if you could pick one of those, who would you pick?
Me
to
as
play?
A player, I pick Incarnate Word. There's been so many of us. So many people talk about who we run a pick.
For both teams, you'd pick Incarnate Word?
I think for the women, I might pick Midwestern.
Okay.
I think Midwestern really hurt the women with their press. And I think if they had time to talk about it, sit down and practice it, and focus on it, I think they could combat that. The men, I just think Incarnate Word's lack of size helps us against Incarnate Word, where Cameron and Midwestern are
two pounding size
teams. Or at least can get the king offensive rebound, get the ball down low. So, and that's what wins in this league. It's who can get the ball to the paint.
All right. Well, let's move on to something completely different. Let's talk Rangers. I know we haven't talked that in a while. So first, who you guys have in the starting rotation?
Well, I have Darvish as my ace.
Of course,
I have him as my number one. He proved it last year. I'm really excited to see what he does. You know, how he plays this year, how he bounces back from last year, and, you know, if he's better, if he's worse, kind of that sophomore slump situation. So,
okay.
I have Harrison as my number two, Mr. Consistent. As my number three, I have Holland just because Lewis is hurt. Once Colby Lewis comes back, I think he regains that third spot. But for now, I have Holland at three. I have Ogando at four. Five's tricky because you don't really have anybody who's.
Would you put Ross there?
Yeah, I think I'd put Perez.
Okay.
I think I'd give Martin Perez the first shot at it.
He has been the fifth.
Right, he's had experience there before. I'd probably give him the first shot at it, and if that didn't work out, I'd go to Robbie Ross and see what he can do.
Okay.
I'd probably stay. I mean, I got to stay the same. It's not really changing. I mean, like you said, Darvish proved himself, so Darvish is going to be the ace. The rest of it is kind of a toss-up. you could switch it either way, but I would, okay. I would pretty much go with what Billups said.
Right. I think I'm going to have to stay the same for one and two. Okay, I'm for sure Darvish is the ace.
Okay.
I think if Kobe Lewis can come back as good as he was before, not before his injury, but before that season that led up to his injury, the way he was in the playoffs and in the World Series 2 years ago, I think he could be the number two man very easily.
But that's the problem, is they don't even think he's coming back until August.
Yeah, well, so that's what I'm saying.
The chances he comes back in August and
blows people away.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to take him some time to warm up. And
well,
maybe as a playoff roster, he might go in as number two.
I think if he gets back up to form and we somehow make the playoffs, I think he is easily the number two man. And then I would have Matt Harrison. But like you said, he may not come back, so I would have Matt Harrison number two, Derek Hall on three, Ogando four, and I would personally take Robbie Ross five. I think he can do it. He's
just so valuable in our pen.
Yeah.
So valuable.
But I think he could do it. I think he could be there. I think another person that could easily be in that spot is Neftali Feliz, because he's also coming back. We don't know when we'll get him back either, but I think Feliz could do it. Let's move on. Who do you have in free agency? Anyone we might possibly sign? Anyone left?
I think they're done with free agency. I think they're done with trades.
Because Kyle Lohse is still out there.
I think the chances that do a trade won't happen until, you know, right before the trade deadline. I think they might try to, you know, if it looks like they're going to make the playoffs, might try to pick up a guy.
If they have that chance.
Might try to pick up a guy just for that last little bit of the run, but I don't see him doing anything.
And they got to see what they need. They got to start the season, see what they really lack. The Rangers are such a toss-up right now. You just don't really know what's going to happen.
So
you
got
to put it on the field, see what happens, and then
and that's the problem. You don't know if Cruz is going to be suspended or not.
Yeah.
He might be suspended the first 50 games of the season. You just have no idea what this team needs, where they lack.
Right.
I mean, Cruz would be a huge.
Well, do you think Cruz is going to be suspended?
I do. I do think he'll be suspended. I wish they'd come out and say it so that we could start preparing.
I honestly don't, because they've waited this long already, and it's been. There's a lot to investigate, but Cruz has said that he's been completely cooperative in this investigation, and I believe him. And he says in the interviews that I've read about. He said, I want to tell you guys so much of what's going on, but because of this investigation, I can't. So I think that'll be interesting. Once the investigation's complete, we can get his side of the story. I don't think Cruz will be suspended. What about you?
I don't think he is either. I just think, like you said, since he's waited this long, I can see both sides of the story, both sides of the coin, but I just don't think he will.
All right.
But when have we had a guy accused of drugs lie before to us? So
yeah, that's true. All right. Well, let's very quickly, we've only got about 2 minutes left, talk Cowboys, and then we'll finish up with the upcoming schedule for A&M Commerce, the track team, and the basketball team. So let's talk Cowboys first. Who do we need in the draft?
I think we have to get O-line. We have to get D-line.
That's always a problem area for us.
Yeah, I think we need a safety help, and I think it wouldn't hurt to get another receiver. I think we need a strong third receiver position that really.
I just think
us.
our talent positions like receiver, running back, quarterback. I don't think we're the best, but we're not hurting there. We're hurting offensive line.
Yeah, I think, and that's the good thing about this draft. It's very heavy in O-line, D-line, and safety, and those are. Three needs we really need all three of those positions. So
right.
It's really a favorable draft for it's almost a can't miss. I mean, knock on wood, but
right. All right. Well, we've only got about a minute left in this show, so I'm gonna very quickly go over the schedule. Taylor, first tell us what's happening on Saturday.
Last thing is Saturday at Eastern New Mexico, last game for the men and women. Tough road trip, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Be in Corvallis, New Mexico, right?
That's right.
All right. And then the track team starts their season here in Commerce tomorrow, Saturday, with the Lions Spring Invitational. It's going to be at Memorial Stadium. Definitely go. It's going to be a great track meet.
So if you want to see Coach Snyder and the rest of the
If you want to meet Coach Snyder, he'll be there.
Head on out there. They'll be there.
And we're expecting a great track season, so definitely make your way out there. Thank you so much for listening to us this week. I'm Cooper Welch. We've got Taylor Phelps and Ryan Phelps here as well. We will be back next week, Tuesday at 2. This is KETR's Locker Room.